Not surprisingly, seagrass beds are also threatened by humans. The number one threat is habitat loss and degradation. Some beachside resorts want a sandy beach with no seaweed, so they actively rip the seagrass out. Or they dredge it out to maintain clear channels for boats and ships. It's thought that 30% of the world's seagrass ecosystems have been lost due to these impacts from coastal development in the last 100 years. Pollution also takes its toll on seagrasses because it favors faster-growing algae, including phytoplankton that blocks the light reaching the seagrass blades. Fishing and loss of grazers like sea turtles, all of which have populations down to endangerment levels, also harms seagrass because those grazers, as I just explained, take the oldest leaves, knocking down the growth of harmful algae and opening up space for vigorous growth of young seagrass shoots. So the loss of grazers can cause declines in seagrass beds.